Dr. Lee from Mullen Marius, do you support any limitations to the Second Amendment?
That's a difficult question because there are limitations. There are numerous laws that exist, and I accept those laws, but I do support the Second Amendment. Obviously, there's nothing that exists without limitation, and we do have those limitations on the books, and I do believe that they need to be enforced as appropriately as they can be. And as we have seen in the news and so forth, that many of these laws have actually been ignored. You can see in certain cities and states, whether it be Chicago or places like New Jersey, where they have very stringent gun laws, actually gun crime is actually fairly rampant. And so it becomes very problematic. There are limits to things, but I am a supporter of the Second Amendment. And for your class, I think it's important to recognize what the founding fathers thought of when they installed the Second Amendment and what its actual purpose was. And I think that is something very important to consider. So to summarize, yes, there are limits, and they do exist. And I also support the Second Amendment. Thank you.
Sort of cornerstones of law in this country, and I respect and support that. And as Dr. Wien mentioned, the question is, you know, where is the right balance? Because nothing is absolute or without limitation. And there are laws already that relate to when access to firearms should be limited. There are background checks. Those, in my mind, make sense. They're already the law of the land. Alaska doesn't have them. This is federal law. And also, as Dr. Wien alluded, there are some loopholes there that certainly in my mind make sense to address. And where limitations come in, I think it's all pretty common sense, probably nothing that anyone in this room would disagree with. It's instances of mental illness. Probably doesn't make a lot of sense to have somebody who's been clinically diagnosed as being a dangerous person to him or herself or to society have access to weapons that can kill a lot of people very quickly. And again, I think that's generally within the bounds of some law that's already on the books. And then also criminal history. You know, if you have a murderer who, for whatever reason, is, you know, out on parole or probation, probably doesn't make a lot of sense to have that person have access to firearms. So limitations like that certainly pass the common sense test in my mind. So the Second Amendment, it's something this country is built on. I respect that. And the question is, where is the right balance? And some of the points I spoke to certainly in my mind pass the common sense test.